This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, President Bush nominated a new chief for his newest cabinet department. He tapped former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik to run the Homeland Security Department, one of the government's largest agencies. Kerik was one of the first officials to respond to the attacks on the World Trade Center on September 11th, and he's been a loyal supporter of the president ever since. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Kerik had only been police commissioner for a little over a year when the 9/11 attacks occurred, but he was thrust into the national limelight as he helped direct the city's response. Standing next to President Bush today at the White House, the bald, mustached former detective says the events of that day are a constant reminder to him of the challenges the country continues to face.
On September 11, 2001, I witnessed firsthand the very worst of humanity and its very best. I saw hatred claim the lives of 2,400 innocent people, and I saw the bravest men and women I will ever know rescue more than 20,000 others.
Kerik said if confirmed by the Senate, he'll build on the foundation laid by the nation's first Homeland Security Secretary, Tom Ridge, who announced his resignation on Tuesday. President Bush called the 49-year-old Kerik an innovative reformer who insists on getting results.
As the head of New York City jails, he cut inmate violence by more than 90%. As Mayor Rudy Giuliani's police commissioner, he had great success in reducing crime in New York City. His broad, practical, hands-on experience makes Bernie superbly qualified to lead the Department of Homeland Security.
Kerik is also a loyal supporter of the president. At the administration's request, he spent several months last year helping Iraq rebuild its police force. This year, he went out on the campaign trail, arguing that President Bush's counterterrorism policies would be far more effective than those of John Kerry. Nevertheless, Kerik's appointment has been applauded by both Republicans and Democrats, especially those from New York who think he might send more federal aid in their direction. Frank Salufo, a former White House Homeland Security aide now at George Washington University, says Kerik has valuable knowledge about the needs of police, firefighters, and other first responders.
As much as terrorism is a transnational issue and challenge, the effects are local.
And Salufo says figuring out how to better help those on the front lines cope with that challenge will be a major job for the next Homeland Security Secretary.
But also improving capacities from the bottom up, where state and local law enforcement and public health officials and paramedics and firefighters may have information that's useful to Washington to put together this mosaic.
George Forsman, Homeland Security Director for the state of Virginia, thinks Kerik's experience running New York's correction and police departments will be a big help. He says the challenge is applying those talents to a huge new federal bureaucracy.
He's got to be able to translate that experience into bringing multiple stakeholder groups together, elected officials, senior appointed officials, the law enforcement community, the emergency management community, and a host of others.
All of whom will be competing for limited funds. But if Kerik's anything, he's a tough guy who's overcome a lot of challenges, a high school dropout who was abandoned by his mother. He's also known as a boss who wants results and holds accountable those who don't come through. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.